Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm going to be talking today about three steps to handling divorce threats or the dreaded, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Most people are aware now of the 40 to 50% average divorce rate in the West and expat communities. Knowing this doesn't make that any easier if you're living in an unhappy marriage where divorce threats have been made. The good news is, an unhappy relationship doesn't mean it's over. That's because it really does only take one person to transform a marriage. This is something I've witnessed now over 100 times personally, and get emails in from thousands and thousands of people that have joined my Empowered Love program or download my free books and ebooks, and they can make transformations. So you may be wondering, how can this be? How can one person strengthen a marriage, save a marriage, transform a marriage, and stop divorce? Essentially, it comes down to your own energy. The energy that you feel and put out into your home, into the relationship, and your partner. Energy plus the right tools, desire, and beliefs can dramatically shift a home full of coldness and tension into one that is fun, happy, and relaxed. By switching the energy in yourself and the home, you can stop divorce dead in its tracks. Now you may be thinking, this love energy speak is a load of mumbo jumbo, right? I thought that too, until I started to practice it and it transformed my life. You can find out more about this, about how I transformed my own life and how I've helped thousands to do so with the Empowered Love formula by watching the Empowered Love Marriage Secrets Masterclass. It's about an hour or so, and it will give you some great tips on how to transform your relationship. Actually, it goes into three secrets that enable you to really let go of the past and have the relationship that you really, really want and deserve. So you can go there. It's loveformula.nicolabeer.com masterclass. However, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the link with this episode. So wherever you're watching or listening to this episode, you're going to be able to find the link, go there and join me, watch my video and give yourself that gift and your relationship that gift and enjoy it. So for now, let's go back to handling the threat of divorce or the dreaded words, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Or perhaps that's how you feel. Perhaps you feel right now that you care about your partner, but you don't want to touch them or be affectionate with them. You don't want to make love with them. Or you realize you're not really in love with them. Now, it's completely natural to feel panicked or defeated if your partner wants a divorce. But that doesn't mean that he or she won't come round. Those that join my coaching programs are often on the brink of divorce or navigating new waters after an affair, where one or both partners seem to have given up or show ambivalence about staying together. However, this transforms when they start getting into action, when they follow the strategies that I'm going to be sharing with you now. And this is three powerful strategies which I apply in all of the programs that I go through. And it's deep because these really, really work. And so I'm going to give you these three strategies on how to deal with the threat of divorce and how to stop divorce. Because the key thing is when your partner is giving a divorce threat, when your partner tells you that they're no longer in love with you anymore, this is the time, if you want the relationship, if you want to really be in the marriage, if you want to stop divorce, if you want to keep the family together, these three strategies are key. So the first is empathize, accept, and validate their feelings. The second is retreat and focus on your own happiness. The third is to stop talking and create meaningful times. The problem is we often try to address the threats of divorce and stop divorce by doing the opposite of these three things. What we do is we tend to argue with our partner and say, no, you're wrong, you don't feel like that, or you're just down, or we've got loads to be happy for. Or perhaps you can't focus on your own happiness and you become miserable and sad and upset, which is natural. But if you're over the top, if you're pushing that onto them, they're going to feel burdened and they're going to probably may push you away. So let me go over them in a bit more detail and really give you some tips so that if this is your situation, you can turn it around starting right now. Sound good? Excellent. So let's go for strategy one. To stop divorce threats, empathize, accept, and validate their feelings. If you are married to someone who has become negative about you, your relationship, and or life, it can be difficult to hear and listen to their negative outlook. The natural instinct is to try to convince them that they are wrong, to point out all the good or how negative that they are being. The trouble with this strategy is that it will alienate them. It will push them further away. This is because when we do feel down in life or with a relationship, we tend to fixate on our negative feelings. In fact, we tend to become very attached to our feelings, and often our feelings become so consuming that they are all we have to go on at the time. We can sometimes develop a relationship with our own feelings. We like to feel them. And so for someone to come along and tell us that our feelings are wrong, that our feelings are incorrect, that we're not feeling what we're feeling, or we're crazy or we're stupid for feeling what we're feeling, the very thing that we are attached to in that moment, then it's easy to get defensive. It's easy to want to justify our position. And rather than switching their thinking away from the negative, what it's going to do is going to push their attention more to the negative. They're going to think of reasons why they feel negative about you. They're going to start to think, well, maybe perhaps I don't find them attractive, or maybe perhaps I don't like the way they said this or the way they do that. And so they're just going to find more and more reasons to justify their feelings. And what that does is that focuses more negativity. So you're getting them to then focus on all negativity, all reasons why they believe that the relationship won't work. So don't fight their feelings. That's one of the key points to this strategy. You need to do the opposite. So you need to empathize with them. You need to accept their feelings. When you show someone that you accept their feelings, you're showing them that you accept them. And nothing is more loving than feeling accepted and free to be ourselves in a relationship. So don't fight them, as you only prove their point that you can't get along. And that's not a point that you really want to prove when you're looking to strengthen and save your relationship. So say something like, I hear you. Or, yes, things have been strained. Or, I can see how you might feel that way. Show you are really listening to them and that their happiness is important to you. The key here is to listen, accept, and validate. Listen, accept, and validate their viewpoint. Show them that you understand their perspective so the defensiveness drops and a new way forward can really be created. And by validate, it's saying, I can see how you can think that way. I can see how you've come to that conclusion. Yes, you could be right. These ways of listening and validating allow them to accept it and say, okay. And then they don't have to keep pushing that they are right. It's like you're listening to them and they feel good because they feel listened to, they feel heard, and then they no longer have to focus on all the negative to prove their point. I hope that makes sense. Let's go on to strategy number two. Strategy number two to stop the divorce and divorce threats is to retreat and focus on your own happiness. When the person that you love says they want to walk away from you and the marriage, your natural instinct may be to cling to him or her, to ponder their needs and wishes and be available for them all the time. But begging, pleading, or showing them how much you can't cope without them is not attractive or enticing. The best thing you can do to save your marriage and stop divorce is to step back and do your own thing. Calmness and giving them space will allow them to reflect and rethink. Give them space to think. Ideally, you want to strike the balance between showing that you care about them and that you don't want a divorce without yelling, without blaming, without begging or drama. Focus on you. You may have a list of things that you wish your partner would change in the relationship. Yet always say to people when I work with them is that we can never really work on a relationship. If you think about it, how can you work on a relationship? You can only ever work on yourself. And when you work on yourself, the relationship changes. So the whole Empowered Love program and the formula that I have is about focusing on the changes that you can make to become more attractive, to bring more love energy into the relationship, to reset and release any past hurt, to make the relationship happier and stronger. So let me ask you a question. Do you look after yourself, your needs, your happiness? Do you have a good network of support? Friends, family, a relationship mentor that you can reach out to when you're feeling stressed, angry, desperate, hopeless about the relationship? Do you have someone that you can reach out to during this time? If you don't, find someone. Find someone that you trust and that can offer unlimited support to you, whether that's through email support, where you can share your feelings through email, or whether that's a friend that you can offload to that doesn't try to give you lots of conflicting advice, that just listens to you and allows you to process everything, to have someone to brainstorm with. I find that whoever I work with, I offer unlimited email support. And unlimited email support is a really powerful tool to really help individuals get results, because then they feel that, okay, they have someone to share everything that's going on with. They can just let it all out, process it all, get some feedback on what is going on, and they feel a healing, they feel a clearing, and they feel, okay, I am moving forward. I may be going through a lot, but I can leave this now because I'm putting it to one side. And this is really important to help prevent overreacting when saving the marriage and stopping divorce, because we don't want to overreact. We don't want to say the wrong thing, do the wrong things that push the relationship further into the darkness, further into the brink of divorce. So as hard as it is, you also really need to focus on feeling good, doing things that make you happy, or one thing that makes you laugh every day. Ideally, if you can, make it a habit. Do something you love to do every day. For me, a hot shower with essential oils, exercising, comedy TV shows, cooking, banana smoothies, call with a friend or my mum, all make me feel good inside. What makes you feel good inside? What do you find makes you happy? For some reason, it's not just any cooking that I really love. I love using my food blender. There's something very therapeutic, I don't know why, for me, when I put everything in the blender and then it becomes like a pate for chickpea burgers or lentil burgers, or I make a cake. I feel this is brilliant. I don't know why, I just find it really relaxing, really therapeutic. So what do you do that makes you feel good and at ease and at peace. Let's go to strategy three. Strategy three to stop divorce is to stop talking and create meaningful times. Now, when you follow the first two strategies, your partner will likely start to come round on some level because they no longer have to fight you and you are becoming attractive because you're being happy, you're being positive, you're focusing on you. You're showing that you're going to have a good life, and if they want to join you, then they can have a good life too because you are going to have a fun and happy life. So this one is re-establishing contact now, once you've done the first two steps, and creating positive times. Whether that's a coffee, a dinner, a family day out, only once you're having a good time can good conversations happen and solutions happen. Couples that try to talk through their differences, they try to go through the problems, they try to say, you hurt me because of this, what it does is it can create more anxiety. It can create more hurt, more negative or resentful behavior. And often couples can end off worse. This is often why marriage counseling can drive a couple further apart. A lot of people that go for marriage counseling find that they either stay the same or they feel worse because what they're resenting has been brought to the surface. What they're feeling negative about has been talked about, and they can still feel it with inside the body, feel it inside their heart, and it can be difficult to shift their mind away from it. And we don't want to put anyone's thoughts onto the negativity, the resentment, the bitterness, the what's going wrong in the relationship, the missing love. What we really want to focus on is positive times, happy things that you can do together. So perhaps arrange a fun activity that you can do for the family. If the weather's great, then maybe a picnic or a walk in nature. If the weather's not great, maybe some family games at home, a movie night, or going bowling, or doing something that is fun and just gives lightheartedness. Can enable them to see you in a fun and happier light rather than being in a negative home environment. So let me say that if you've tried talking about your problems, if you find that you are going round and round in circles, if you find that there's no solution, then often that can be because of our communication. And all that couples need to do is a slight change in the way that they communicate and a shift in their internal love energy. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, that I do have the Empowered Secret Masterclass, which is designed to give you the three key secrets to really transforming your relationship, because we create our reality from the inside out, and this includes our relationships, which was a shock for me at the beginning, but now I've seen not only my own life completely transform, but also thousands and thousands of others. So join me, I'm going to put the link along with this episode. I hope you find this useful, and I really want to just share that you're already doing so much for your relationship just by listening to this, because the first key is awareness, and the second key to really having a loving, close, passionate and happy marriage is taking action rather than, as I've mentioned, talking about problems. So you're taking action. You're taking action by listening to this episode. So thank you so much. Thanks for all your support, because I wouldn't be able to do what I love without you tuning in and listening. Now, if your relationship is really on that brink of divorce, where you're thinking, Nicola, I don't really have time to go and watch a masterclass and then try and work on these strategies, I need your help now. I can't do this on my own. I really would love some support. Then get in touch with me, email me, and we can book a free 45-minute strategy session on rescuing your relationship. You can just email me, which is nicola@purepeacecoaching.com. That's Nicola, N-I-C-O-L-A, @purepeacecoaching.com. I'm going to put the link again with this episode where you can book a one-to-one call where together we're going to spend 45 minutes creating a unique strategy for you to transform and rescue your relationship. So if that sounds good, can't wait to join you. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.